Time for Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin on 580 CFRA. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
We've been hearing for a while that young kids today are at risk of dying before their parents, of not outliving their parents in terms of their lifespan because of obesity, that's the extent of the problem, that for the first time in generations, perhaps ever, that children are going to grow up with a lower life expectancy than their parents. And the Globe and Mail is writing in an editorial about this morning saying that's not the case. If you look at a meta-analysis of 97 studies from across the world that accepted extremely high levels of obesity, it's actually not linked to a shorter lifespan.
Well, it is an interesting meta-analysis. One of the criticisms of the analysis was that it was based on observational studies. And as you know, Mark, with observational studies, you can't prove cause and effect. So it is certainly interesting in terms of the discussion it provides, but we have to take into account that even if we assume that it is not going to affect lifespan, what we are witnessing, though, is a greater amount of disease, such as diabetes and heart disease, osteoarthritis, other diseases associated with obesity that are contributing to an overall increase in morbidity in our population. So although children may or may not live as long as their parents, what the trend indicates is that the disease burden that they will be carrying is going to be much greater. And though treatments have improved stepwise along with the introduction of more of this disease, they may live just as long because of the treatment, but the quality of life that they will have will be certainly much more deficient than their parents.
Yeah, and I guess whether or not it shortens their lifespan to less than their parents, it's still a cause that needs to be addressed.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you can just see from the incidence of the diseases that we're seeing and the trend of how we are eating and how we are living, it certainly is contributing to, you know, not the most healthy population. The exporting of this type of lifestyle and environment to other countries is also an interesting, for lack of a better word, it's an interesting experiment, because you're seeing how, you know, look at countries such as China, where they didn't have an obesity problem 30, 40 years ago, and now it's becoming a serious issue because of the eating habits, especially in the city setting, where you have people developing diabetes and obesity. So it is a significant health issue. I think focusing on whether lifespan is going to change is sort of a red herring, because, you know, it's more your quality of life. You may have a shorter life, but if you're living a healthy life where you're completely functional, that certainly goes a long way compared to suffering and not being able to live your life as you want to for 30 or 40 years, because we're seeing now diabetes and chronic disease at ages where you shouldn't. You're seeing diseases occur 30, sometimes 40 years before normally you would see them. And so that's an extra 3 or 4 decades of disease burden on someone that certainly will have an impact on our whole population.
Now, just quickly, a related story. The New York Times has done a study on energy drinks, some of which promote benefits because of some of the ingredients that are included in them. And the New York Times study basically says there aren't really any demonstrable benefits other than the fact that you get a little caffeine boost from some of these energy drinks.
That's right. This was published in the journal Nutrition Reviews, and they looked at 32 articles on the effect of energy drinks, and they really didn't find any evidence to support the claim that it boosts your physical or cognitive performance. Essentially, they are glorified caffeine delivery systems. That's pretty much all they are. But there was nothing, and they looked at every ingredient in this and found that there was nothing in there to support the claim that any of these things will boost your cognitive capacity or school performance or physical performance, which, you know, it's good to see the science sort of catching up to this, because,
yeah,
frankly, this kind of marketing is really harmful to people.
All right, Barry, thank you. Have
You're
a great
welcome,
weekend.
Mark. You too, Mark.
Dr. Barry Dworkin.